Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular program dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening, we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Mendelssohn, Dupré, Mascagni, and others. Our first piece today is by the French composer Jehan Alain, who lived between 1911 and 1940. He was actually killed in action fighting the Germans. He was born in Paris, and like so many of the other great French composers, was immersed from an early age in the traditions of French organ music of that era. His father, Albert, had studied under Guillemont and Vierne, and by the age of 11, Jehan was a suborganist at Saint-Germain-en-Laye. He later attended the Paris Conservatoire and himself studied under Marcel Dupré. His litanies for the organ date from 1937 and are probably his best-known work.
Thank you.
Alan's Litanies there, played by Jean-Baptiste Robin on an unspecified instrument. Grayston Ives was born in 1948 and is a British composer, singer and choral director. His work consists mainly of sacred and secular music for choir, much of it written for the liturgy at Magdalen College, Oxford, where he was director of music for some years. Here we have his processional, performed on the Harrison and Harrison organ of Coventry Cathedral. The Processional by Grayston Ives, played there by Kerry Beaumont on the organ of Coventry Cathedral. Léon Boëlman was a French composer of the late 19th century who was known for a small number of compositions for organ. He studied with Eugène Gisuet and later became organist of the Church of Saint-Vincent, Paris. He was there from 1881 until his death at the age of just 35, 16 years later. By far his best-known work is the Suite Gothique from 1895, and here we have all four movements, the introduction, chorale, maestoso, and the menuet gothique, allegro, then the Prière de Notre-Dame, très lente, and the final toccata, allegro. The latter is, interestingly, sometimes used as a test piece in brass band competitions. The Suite Gothique, Opus 25, there by Leon Boelmann, and that was played by Peter Herford on the organ of the Anglican Cathedral in Liverpool. For our obligatory piece of Bach, we turn today to his Toccata, Adagio and Fugue in C major, BWV 564. This is an early piece by Bach and was probably written during his Weimar years between 1710 and 1717. Indeed, it shares some similarities with other toccatas composed around about that time. We're going to listen to the four-voice fugue in 6-8 time, which includes a counter-subject typical of permutation fugues and unusually engages in dialogue with the subject. The piece influenced a number of works after Bach's death, and his pupil Johann Ludwig Krebs imitated the work in his Prelude and Fugue in C major.
Thank you.
Fugue from the Toccata Adagio and Fugue in C Major, BWV 564 by J.S. Bach, played there by Helga Schwarte at the St. Cumbertus Kirk in Ansbach, Bavaria. The Londonderry Air is a traditional piece of music that originated, as the name would suggest, in County Londonderry, Northern Ireland. Its origins are unclear, but it certainly appeared in the 1855 book The Ancient Music of Ireland. It has had various lyrics set to the tune over the years, but by far the best known are those written by Frederick Weatherly in 1910, Danny Boy. No lyrics here, however, as we listen to Virgil Fox's beautiful arrangement of the melody. Virgil Fox's arrangement of the Londonderry Air, played there on the organ of the Riverside Church in New York, and he was resident organist there for many years. Felix Mendelssohn was a German pianist and organist born in 1809. As we've previously mentioned, he was well received in the UK and premiered a number of his works here during a number of visits. Mendelssohn's principal works for the organ are the Three Preludes and Fugues, Opus 37, and the Six Sonatas, Opus 65. The former date from 1837, and here we have the Prelude and Fugue No. 2 in G major, played by the late John Scott on the magnificent organ of St Paul's Cathedral.
Thank you.
Felix Mendelssohn's Prelude and Fugue No. 2 in G major, Opus 37, No. 2, played there by John Scott at the organ of St. Paul's Cathedral. I make a point of throwing in an occasional piece of choral music, particularly where the organ part is interesting, and this evening, somewhat out of season, I've included the glorious Easter hymn from Mascagni's Cavaliera Rusticana. Mascagni was born in Italy in 1863 and was noted for his operatic output. Prior to his death in 1945, he wrote 15 operas, an operetta, several orchestral and vocal works, and also songs and piano music. He enjoyed immense success during his lifetime, both as a composer and conductor. But surely his best-known piece was the great 1890 masterpiece Cavaliera Rusticana. This was written to an Italian libretto by Giovanni Targioni-Tozzetti and Guido Mascagni, adapted from an 1880 short story of the same name and a subsequent play by Giovanni Verga. Considered one of the classic Verismo operas, it premiered on the 17th of May 1890 in Rome. The orchestral part adapts, in my view, particularly well as an organ accompaniment. Keandra Howarth there, the mezzo-soprano soloist, with the choir of King's College Cambridge, with Mascagni's Easter Hymn from Cavalleria Rusticana, played, of course, on the organ of King's College Cambridge. For our final piece tonight, we turn to another of the famous 19th and 20th century French organists and composers, Marcel Dupré, who lived between 1886 and 1971. He was born into a family steeped in the tradition of organs and organ music. He succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934 and remained there until his death 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught two generations of well-known organists who were to follow in the great French tradition. Here we have the Prelude and Fugue in G minor, opus 7, number 3, and this is played on the organ of St. Paul's Cathedral by John Scott. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until next time, goodbye.